Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the humility, the chapter on humility and being lenient with the believers, the last few ahadith we're doing about the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his style, his ways. Even with the children, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely humble. We read Yasin every day and we read it for our deceased, and we also read it at a time when we want to send sawab for the deceased. We read it also for our own purposes. There's so much of benefit. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Look at the first few verses of Surah Yasin. What a beautiful message it's giving us. Yasin wal Quran il Hakim. Allah Ta'ala is taking an oath in the Quran that is full of wisdom. Actually, if we look for solutions of many of our problems, every solution is found in Quran. Some Allah Ta'ala in some way or the other has given us some direction. So this Quran that is full of wisdom. And then Allah Ta'ala takes an oath, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And this oath also, this well Quran, an oath by the Quran. And then after the oath, emphasis upon emphasis. إِنَّكَ, you O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is definitely from amongst those messengers that have been sent. Definitely, there's no doubt about it. This oath is taken by Allah Ta'ala, and thereafter would emphasis, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are upon the straight path. One dua that we make in every rakat of every salah is, إِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That all that guide us to the straight path. Every rakat of every namaz, whether it's a nafil namaz or whether it's a faraz namaz, it doesn't make a difference. Every rakat we're reading this, إِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And here Allah Ta'ala is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are upon the sirat-i mustaqim. And that too after oath and after emphasis, to show that on how straight and how clear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So if we also want to come onto the straight path, if we also want to be on the straight path, then we have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the straight path, the way that he has showed us. So anyway, doing these hadiths practically on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو دعيت إلى كراع أو ذراع لأجبت لو أهدي إلي ذراع أو كراع لقبلت رواه البخاري. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, he narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if I were invited for a meal in which a trotter is like paya that we eat, the legs of the animal, something that people just give away, nobody even pays attention to it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if I were invited for a meal in which a trotter or shoulder of an animal was served, I would accept the invitation. And if I was given a trotter or a shoulder as a gift, I would accept it. In other words, this was not below the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept such a thing. This was the kind gesture and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never thought himself to be above anyone. That even if a trotter was given to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept it. An al-Aswad ibn Yazid qala su'ilat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha ma kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yasna'u fi baytihi qalat kana yakunu fi mihnati ahli ya'ni khidmati ahli فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةُ خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aswad bin Yazid narrates, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, that what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do in his house? What did he do at home? What was his domestic life like? This question was asked to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother. So look at the reply that she gave. She replied, he would serve his family members. في محنة أهلي, that he would do work, household, domestic cause, serve them. Work, practical work in the home, what we normally say, leave it for the maid, or let the wife do it. But none of us want to do that practical, how day-to-day work, basic work at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this. Never felt it below his dignity. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he says, that sometimes even for a cup of tea, we'll ask the wife to make the cup of tea. Something simple to do in the kitchen, we'll go and ask someone else to do it. To get a glass of water, we'll ask someone. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he did it. He would serve his own family. This was his style and this was his humility. So if we train ourselves up also, then it will become easy for us. Not only will we need to ask someone else for a cup of tea, we'll make a cup of tea for everyone. We'll serve everyone, we'll help, we'll put things on the dastarkhan, we'll pick it up, we'll even help sometimes to cook also, if we got this quality. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality, it comes, it's the quality of a humble person. He doesn't think that I'm so big, now what, I must work in the kitchen. It is below my dignity to work in the kitchen. It's below my dignity to help sweeping the floor at home. It's below my dignity to help putting everything neat and keeping things. A person will think like that if he doesn't have humility. If he has humility, he'll happily do it. He'll serve everyone. And then that person will become a pleasure to himself, and he'll become a pleasure for everyone else around him. Why? He's not dependent on other people. And at the same time, this person is such that he's bringing pleasure to others. He's bringing happiness to others. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. This was the practical way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple, nothing fancy, but yet he won the hearts of the people, won the hearts of everyone, hearts of the children, hearts of the adults, hearts of the seniors, hearts of those around him, even the enemies, those that were his enemies also, but were genuine in the heart, when they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, realized that this person can never ever be a liar. Such beautiful qualities he had. Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities. We want to come onto Sirat Mustaqim, then this is the path, following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.